T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, bear with me. I'm just going to read this. This is a tweet from a young man who's a junior in high school named Vincenzo Battaglia. Hi, I'm Vincenzo Battaglia, and I'm just like any other high school guy that loves to suit up and play on Friday nights. However, my circumstances were a little different this year. Currently a junior at Vincentian Academy. Past 2 years, I played for the school. If you took a quick glance at our record, it'd be pretty easy to see that our team wasn't the best team, but it was never about this for me. I simply enjoyed going out and playing the sport I love with my brothers on Friday nights. I was extremely excited to come out this year and make more memories doing what I love most. This never happened. Unfortunately, Vincentian had to disband the football program due to a safety concern because of lack of players. That was heartbreaking for me, but I was still going to let the season, I wasn't going to let the season go to waste. My parents and I decided that I should try to play for Shaler area, as that's my home district. However, according to WPIL and PIAA, me simply playing football for my home district after my school team home, my home district disbanded, is totally unacceptable. For a little over 3 months, my parents and I fought for any way possible to allow me to play football by any means. I was never allowed. I would have played for any school across the state of Pennsylvania as long as it meant I got to step out on that field. But the WPIL, the PIAA, never gave me a chance. Not that it should matter at all in this situation, but I'm not some big deal Division I athlete by any means. All I am is a kid who loves and appreciates the game of football more than anyone else and wants to enjoy 4 years of high school football. The WPIL, the PIAA, stole my junior year away, and that's something I'll never get back. I'm extremely disappointed in the actions of those two. There have been several students who have transferred from school to school in questionable scenarios and have been deemed eligible to play. I'm not taking anything away from these kids, and I hate the thought of anyone losing a year of your high school football career. However, the point I'm making, where is it? However, the point I'm trying to make is that my situation shouldn't have been questionable at all. My school disbanded their football team, so I was simply trying to play for my home district. I've talked to many people about the situation, and no one has said that I shouldn't be allowed to play yet. Yet the WPIL, the PIAA, still never let me. I am beyond disappointed, and honestly, I do hope that somehow the word of a high school junior can spark some change. A change not only to satisfy me, but also a change so that this never happens to any high school football player ever again. That's a young man named Vincenzo Battaglia. He put that out on social media. He lives in the North Hills, obviously lives in Shaler, a Vincentian student. This is embarrassing. Now, it's not clear if he has left Vincentian and gone and enrolled and goes to Shaler or not. I don't know if he's trying to stay at Vincentian and just play for Shaler, for his home district, or if he's switching schools as well, because that would change things just a little bit.
Well, no, it actually doesn't. It shouldn't.
If you don't have football, I don't know if you should just be able to play for another school.
Well,
you follow what I'm saying?
Okay, but there are some prominent people whose kids were at North Catholic and now are playing for NA and Shadyside Academy.
Right.
Without sitting out a year.
What is not up for debate here is the WPIL, the PIAA, or a good old boy network who are overly officious. And if this was a soccer kid, if this was a tennis kid, no one would bat an eye. This is absolutely, positively embarrassing. They should be embarrassed, but they won't be, because they're adults who screw it up for kids, and for some reason, they get their kicks off of this. This kid isn't moving homes. He's not transferring somewhere. Admittedly, he's not even all that good. He said it himself. He just wants to play football. And when he enrolled at this Vincentian Academy, which people know right off McKnight Road, he went there under one of the reasons why he was going there was the whole experience, which also involved the football team at the time. He didn't have the foresight to know that the football team wouldn't be around for his junior year. So that was part of the experience why he went there. And now he wants to go somewhere else, play somewhere else. To not allow him to do that is wholly illogical. Wholly illogical.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he waited until now to put this out there. If he had done this, I would think, in August. I mean,
I would bet the appeals are now probably exhausted.
Yeah, but we know some people that would have taken this up.
Yes.
Probably pro bono.
Absolutely.
And I don't understand it. He went to St. Mary of the Power Lines, by the way. I know that's a special place in your heart.
St. Mary Sharpsburg is St. Mary of the Power Lines. We used to play against them.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's not your
Middle
St.
Road.
Mary. Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were a big fan of St. Mary of the
St. Mary's of the Power Lines. I just like that they have a school right there underneath the big power lines.
Right, the cemetery underneath that. Too.
Well, yeah, hopefully those power lines didn't lead to the cemetery for anyone.
I don't know.
But anyway, this is just garbage.
Of course
logic never rules here. The WPIL, the PIAA are a hollow body who always make these decisions that are just, they make unilateral decisions, it seems like. They go into a room, they go into these executive sessions, and they do whatever they want, and they screw with, I think, the upbringing of kids. Kids want to have those experiences of playing high school football on a Friday night, and you got some haughty, stuffy sort of adults who mess up a 16-year-old kid's life, and they don't care. They don't care because it's a good old boy network.
What's the difference between being homeschooled and being
exactly.
able to play in a district? And if in a situation like this, there shouldn't be a difference. You know, like Jason Taylor, right? Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Homeschooled in the Woodland Hills district, and he was able to play.
Again, if this was a tennis kid, no one would sign a paper. Who cares? He'd be playing tennis next week. But it's football.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.